I want to tell you something very important. Peas and carrots? Nope, we're done with the peas and carrots. Right? We finished with that? We have anything to continue from last week? We're ready to move on. I think we're ready to move on. What? Yaakov Avinu. Okay. I want to speak to you about Yaakov Avinu now. Yaakov Avinu brings us another dimension. Dang. This is Rabbi Tatz, son of the very famous Rabbi Akiva Tatz. Thank you very much for being here in the yeshiva. And thank you for not showing up. He dropped a ball. I asked him to find out about that story, and he didn't do it. I hope that you
do tshuva.
Yeah, yeah. Especially your tats. You know what I'm saying? What? You know the whole story? Okay, he knows the story. We don't have to see inside. I just need you to tell me the story. You spoke to your dad about it? Okay. Did you tell him that you sent him my regards? Okay. He's a very, very busy man. His father. One, his father is one of the most important people in Klal Yisrael, doing a lot of stuff for Jewish people. Here goes. The story is as follows. Ladies and gentlemen, straight from the son of the
corner over.
There you go. It's being recorded.
Okay.
You're on the Yaakov.
Air. Rabbi Yaakov Tatz is on the air. You're going to be.
I hope you don't respect my father less after you hear whatever I say. The story goes, I forget the names, but they're all big rabbis.
Yeah, that's what we need, the names.
I can't remember the names.
Okay, you're
gonna
get for us next time.
It's Achronim. It's not Chazanish, it's before.
Oh, see, I said Chazanish.
Could be the Chazanish says a story, and it could be the Chazanish.
It was about the rabbi.
Yeah, but I don't remember. It's like Shach Taz, someone like that.
I thought it was Ramon, basically. But go ahead.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Okay, go.
One was Eretz Yisrael, one was Europe.
Right. Yeah. So we got pretty much.
So that's it.
Go for the story.
I can leave.
There, no, you can't leave. Never leaves. So there was a person who was not well.
This person was not well. He had something in his heart.
Something in his heart.
Something in his vital organ.
Yeah.
And the doctor said he needs to go to a certain place to heal. So the air there is fresh and he needs to go there to...
I see, I today had to go to get a surgery from a doctor there. The doctor said go there to heal.
That probably is true.
Probably not.
But I'm saying it's probably not true. I don't know. I'll verify.
Keep going. Verify. We're going to get the exact story.
One day.
In full detail. In full color in HQ or something like that. In what? What's it called? In
HD.
HD. In high definition.
High quality.
I don't know.
HQ. We're getting HQ.
I don't know if you're saying.
Yeah, in HD. Yeah.
So,
high definition.
So, I should join this thing. So. He went to the Chazanish.
Yeah.
Thing into the Chazanish and said, "Doctor say I should go to so and so to heal. What do you say?" So he says, "Don't go there, go to a different country. Go to a different place." So he said, "Why?" So either he said why or was Nisbara afterwards why he said to go somewhere else. But he went to a different place and he survived. When the doctor said, "If you go there, you don't have this air, you don't do this surgery, whatever it is, you're going to die," he went to that place and he survived. And the question is why? So the reason was because there's a sugya of a trefa. If a cow has a certain heart in his hole in his heart, so the halacha is that if he's going to die within the year, so that's a trefa, you can't eat that cow. But if it's not going to die within the year, it's not a trefa, so you can eat the cow and the cow's healthy, right? There's a certain case that there's a certain hole that a cow has, machlokes poskim. One posik says that means a cow's a trefa, he's going to die within the year. Another posik says, no, that's nothing, that's fine. That's not a trefa. And the let's call one posik A and posik B. Posik A said that this condition the cow has is a trefa, it's going to die within the year. You, this man, had the same condition. So if you go live in place A of the surgery or the air, that's where posik A lived, that's a trefa. So you're going to be... You're going to be affected by the area where he passed in. That's his turf. That's where he lived. That's what he has to do. So you're going to be a trefa. But if you go to the other place, he passed in. It's not a trefa. So then there you're going to be okay. So there your problem is going to be okay.
Amazing, amazing stuff.
So I think it's there's a remark that says in the Furish that when Chazal passed in, then they cover the materials.
So we were talking about Munas Tachamim and all that type of stuff as we spoke about. So there's more. We want high definition. Okay.
Whoa!
Thank you.
Sorry, in the doghouse right now. Stand in the corner. In the corner, buddy. Let's go. Okay. Thank you, Rabbi Tatz. Okay.
Rabbi
let's go.
That story, no?
I said the exact story.
Yeah.
I said the exact story. The story is written by his.
That was the whole point.
Have you all seen the play screen?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the point of that?
Because we wanted to get high definition on the story. We did not get high definition on the story.
We
got low definition, yeah, for sure. Low quality, that's right. But hopefully we'll get high definition. He's going to ask his father. He's going to find it. It's written in a book. It's good for you to see the story. It's a that's a really great story.
It's a crazy story.
That's a crazy story. But we're moving on. Yeah. Moving on to Yaakov. Right, so Yaakov is referred to as the Muvachar Shebe Avos. That means Yaakov Avinu is the best. He's the cream of the crop. Now, I want to explain that to you so you should understand. Yaakov Avinu is coming from a long line. He has a legacy. Avram Avinu broke out all on his own. So it doesn't necessarily mean that Yaakov was like the most, I wouldn't call him the most successful. It's like, Lahavdil, Elef, a billion trillion Avdolos. There's Donald Trump. So they're talking about Donald Trump. It's like, Donald Trump was born into rich money. You know what I'm saying? So you built a hotel. Congratulations. You know what I mean? Your father gave you a few million dollars. You built a hotel. Big whip. You know, and he went bankrupt a few times. He's not necessarily so successful. In all honesty, he's not necessarily so successful because he was born into money. A rag-to-riches story, so that's someone that's impressive. So I'm not saying that Yaakovino is not amazing. He's awesome. But I'm just trying to, like, let's not, like, in any way try to diss the other Avos. Avram and Yitzchak, they broke serious ground. But they laid the foundation for Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu made it. He's Muvchar Sheba Avos. Okay? He's the highest level of all the Avos. Again, he has a father and he has a grandfather. I mean, Avram Avinu's father was an idol worshiper. Yaakov Avinu came and he was already born into the family, already got your father and you already got your grandfather. And he was able to blend these two and make perfect harmony. And Yaakov Avinu was the closest thing to perfect. He was the Muvachar Sheba Avos. Got it? Now, this is a very important idea which I want to share with you today. This is the main idea I want to share with you, which is that when the person is the Muvachar Sheba Avos, he's got the hardest time. Yaakov Avinu had the hardest time of all of the Avos. And there's actually a fascinating medrash which says that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to Yaakov. It's like, look, Yaakov does a lot of learning. Yaakov is known as Torah. That's what he's known for. He's the Muvachar Sheba Avos. Great, let's give him Torah. Torah is like, no. Yaakov is way, way too distracted. He was constantly being chased, Yaakov Avinu. He had constant, his whole life was difficult. Yaakov had serious, serious difficulties. As a matter of fact, even before Yaakov was born, what was going on?
He's
fighting with his brother. His brother wanted to kill him. I mean, and it didn't stop there, by the way. That was just the beginning. And it just kept going. And if it wasn't Esav, it was Lavan. You know what I mean? If it wasn't Lavan, he's in Mitzrayim. It wasn't Mitzrayim. He's got Yosef to deal with. It was like, oh, you look at the end of his life. He says, my life was really, really difficult. You know why?
Yeah, you get killed.
What?
Everywhere you went, you got beaten up.
Everywhere you went. Like, you know why? Because the stronger you are, the more you can handle. And this is a rule which I want to tell you, and it's not an easy rule to deal with.
Oh, you already see what happened.
It's not an easy rule to deal with. You see, with Avram, I'm sure handled a lot.
For sure.
But Yaakov had even more nesiyah in this.
Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
And a lot of people say, like, you look at a guy and he's like, wow, I got a rough life. What does that mean? He's got a rough life. That means that he has got a lot of talents. That's what it means. And a lot of the great people that in this world have been through rough times. Very, very rough times. The Baal Shem Tov was a Yassam from when he was born. Both parents. Rav Aaron Cutler, rough times. Rav Shach, rough times. Very rough times. Rav Shach's rough times. Next time Chanuch tells here, ask him about Rav Shach's rough times. Can you do that? Because I'm not going to do it justice. I'm not Chanuch Teller. I want to try to give you just. I'll give you just a team. I can't do it justice. You don't know who Chanuch Teller is? Okay. Chanuch Teller is what? Doesn't Tzvi Finkel was different types of rough times. Yeah, in the end of his life, he had very, very rough times. True, right? But Chanuch Teller is a prolific author who has written many, many books. His most recent book is, in my opinion, by far his best work of art. It's called Heroic Children. I have many copies if you'd like to borrow them. It is exceptional. And if you had any questions of whether you wanted to go on the Europe trip before you read this book will really give you an appreciation for the Holocaust like you have never had before. An exceptional book about little kids going through the Holocaust. It's he learns here on Thursday evening with a few of the Bachrim. His name is Hanoch Teller, or Hanoch Teller. He wrote, that's really right now, is me. He wrote lots of books, Soul Survivors, and a lot of other books, books about Shlomo Zalman, books about many Gedolim, many different stories, two beautiful, a lot of different books he wrote. Anyway, he's a historian. He could tell you about Rabbi Shach. I just want to tell you one story, which I heard from Hanoch Teller. When Rabbi Zalman, I don't know exactly, uncovered, when he discovered Rabbi Shach, whatever it was, Rabbi Shach was wearing pants backwards, because he had holes in the knees, and the front also had holes in the knees, and it was tied with wire so that people shouldn't see the holes in his knees, and the backs already had holes, and his hair was so hard crusted that they couldn't brush his hair because it was all like just one huge crust. What?
Where was he?
In a shul, learning.
When is that? How old?
He was a kid.
Wow.
That's what Rav Shach was when he grew up. It's famous that Rav Shach did not have any. There was no soles in the bottom of his shoes. Rav Shach wore shoes, but he was barefoot. And that's why Rav Shach always used to shuffle his feet. He never walked because he didn't want anyone to see that there was nothing on the bottom of his shoes. It's a famous story. Rav Shach went through terrible, terrible anias, like you can't imagine. Many, many Gedolim went through extremely, extremely hard times. So sometimes we look at our lives and a person could say, I'm going through a rut. This is rough. I got some serious things going through. And the reality is,
things are serious things they're going through.
That's true. You're right. But everyone thinks that the things are serious. But the harder it really is means the more you're capable. The way it works is as follows. And this is very important for us to believe this. Every person has exactly what they can handle. So some people, like for them, it's like, oh my gosh, I have to like cross the street. I'm going crazy. What's gonna be? I'm gonna cross the street. I can't do it. And it's really, and it's you're like, would you grow up, please? It's just the street. But for them, it's very, very stressful. But that's because that's all they can handle. So Hashem gives them what they could handle, and then they got to deal with that.
Hashem doesn't give you less.
Hashem does not give you less than you can handle. The person that goes through, every person's got a peckle.
No, I'm saying like, someone can handle a lot. They'll have some small sadness also in their life.
Don't mind the big picture. The big picture, everyone's going through stuff and everyone's got to deal with it. Because Baruch Hu gives you what you can handle. A lot of people can't handle that much. So you know what? They're not going through that much stuff. But for what they're going through, they're stressing out. You know what I mean? For them, it's like a very big stress.
You can never judge someone else in this end.
Like, I'll give you an example. Okay, I was gifted with the ability to not need a lot of sleep. I need a lot of food, not a lot of sleep. Okay, that's the way it is. I love to eat. Anyone else here likes to eat? I love to eat.
Morty doesn't.
I don't like to sleep. Some people love sleep. You know those people?
Shopping.
Like a good bed, a good pillow. It means nothing to me. And it's not because I'm a tzaddik. It's just because that's the way Hashem made me. Hashem made me that way. You're also into food instead of sleep? Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Just don't gain calories.
No, not really. It doesn't really mean much to me. So it's not like, you know, like so I walk in the room and it's like, what's your problem? Why do you have to sleep so much? Which I do, by the way. but the reality is, for me, it's not like such a big thing because I'm not saying anything good about myself. That's what Hashem made me. And therefore, my challenge is now to work and to not sleep. Now, a lot of people need sleep. I tell boys, listen, boys, you need to get 7-8 hours of sleep a night. You can't function. You won't be able to function. And I've been proving right by many, many people, even some of them in this room. You don't get enough sleep. The next day, your head's foggy, you're groggy, you're grouchy, you're grumpy. You can't focus, you can't concentrate. You got all that stuff. You need sleep.
You sleep right early last night.
Baruch Hashem.
That was sarcastic.
Oh, shucks.
That's just sarcastic, I guess.
The reality is, person, and I can tell you honestly, when I was younger, I also needed sleep. I slept a lot when I was younger, and I think the reason why I can now function less sleep is because when I was younger, I was able to build my body and my tolerance that I have a lot of a very strong resistance.
What's a little?
We're not going to go into details right now, okay? But the point is like this. Every person has his own challenges. So some people are able to function on a little sleep. Some people can't function on a little sleep. Some people think they can function on a little sleep, but they can't. Some people get very snappy. You know those people that get very snappy when they don't sleep. They start like and they just very snappy. Difficult to snap. Yeah, they just snap at
like
you.
A they're snappy like.
Yeah. Oh. Like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So. The fact that I don't get snappy when I get that way is not like a credit to me. I just don't need sleep, so it's like not a big deal for me. For people that need sleep, so that's a very big struggle. Everyone's got their own challenges. Yaakov had a tremendous amount of challenges. Yaakov was a mufcha shebaavos. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. Big people can deal with big challenges. That's Yaakov.
Does that mean that the person has small challenges because Hashem made him that he can't handle big ones? He's not getting the same amount of credit.
You're asking a very good question. There's a question which we've grappled with. Is you know you made me that I'm only 5'6", so I can't score that many points. This other guy's 6'6", and he's scoring a lot more points than me. So do I get less schar?
For him, it's expected to get more points. For you, it's not.
Right. That's a very good question.
Everybody comes to this world to do different jobs. Hashem
right.
Correct. To build up
that's
to that
correct.
Mission.
That's correct.
You want Hashem to make the world that everyone is the same and he gives everyone the same test. And therefore, you know, you see who gets more, who does more.
Then why didn't Hashem just make one person? Everyone.
I guess
the world needs all different types of challenges, all different things. I don't know. You're asking good questions. I got to say, these are good questions, and I'm not going to be able to answer them right now. But let's listen. Don't just forget the question. Take this question and ask people. Find like big people. Ask them this question. I want to know. And take a survey. Come back to me and give me answers. Okay. Zondo.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on a little bit, okay? Yaakov Avinu is the best of the best. Yaakov Avinu is the one who has worked the hardest. You got it? Listen to this. Pasuk says in the beginning of this week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu is on the run. He's on the run. Yaakov Avinu is on the run. He's leaving. He's basically a fugitive. His brother wants to kill him. So he's out there. Now, you all know what happens while he's on the run. You know what happens? Who actually catches up with him? Not Esav, but... come on, you can do it.
Eliphaz.
Eliphaz comes, and what does he do to Yaakov Avinu?
Takes
all his money. So Yaakov Avinu is penniless. Okay, he took all of his money. He's penniless, Yaakov Avinu. So he's on the run, he's got no money. He's like a dead man, right? What? Tough times, right? Pasuk says, "Vayifka b'mokoyim vayolen shom ki bo hashemesh." Vayifka b'mokoyim. Rashi says, "Loshayim tefila." Now we found Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Every single one of them davened the tefila. Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Avram davened when? Anyone know? In the morning. Yitzchok davened. Afternoon. Yaakov davened. So listen to this, okay? This is brought down. I'm going to say from Rav Naftali Mirupchitz. Rav Naftali Mirupchitz is right outside of over there, outside of Lezhensk. Mirupchitz is right near Lezhensk. Rav Naftali Mirupchitz is the following thing. What's this idea of Laila? We find a lot of Yaakov being connected to Laila.
Dream.
Yet his dream was at night. Meshech Chochma points that out. Yaakov is Laila. Why is that? Because you know when it's dark? Dark means
downtime.
Dangerous. Difficult. Was the word you used?
Downtime.
Before that. Difficult, dangerous. Dark is galus. Dark is when it's hard. Yaakov Avinu was tikein tefilas arvis, as I'm telling you, Rupchitz. You know why? Because Yaakov Avinu is the one who went through the hardest times.
Dark times.
Dark times. That's Yaakov Avinu.
Dark.
Avram Avinu was boker. Avram Avinu was, things are good. Avram Avinu was rich. Avram Avinu was successful. Avram Avinu was, true, he had his nisyonos, but all in all, Avram Avinu's life was very upbeat, bright, cheery, Shachris. Yaakov is Laila. That's why Yaakov's Nevuah was at night, the Meshech Chochma says. Yaakov Avinu is Golus. He's being chased away from his father. He's Yaakov Avinu is Bayifka Bamokoim. And what we're going to speak about tomorrow, Bez Hashem, is the name Mokoim is the first time it appears. What does Bamokoim mean? Hashem. Hashem is sometimes called Mokoim. Where is Hashem called Mokoim?
Here.
What? Right, where else? It's interesting. I didn't think about that. Where do we say Kol Kodesh Baruch Hu? Hamokoim. Amokim Yerachim, Arakim Yerachim Aleim, Amokim Yenachem Eschem. Both of those are difficult times. One is Nicham Avelim, it's clearly a difficult time. And Achenu Kobes Yisrael Hanesunim Batzara Uvashivya. Tough times. Amokim Yerachim Aleim. Mokim means somehow tough times. We're going to talk about it, I hope, tomorrow. Okay? Oh, we're done? No! You stay right here!
For the first part.
I'm almost finished. Here it goes, Rabbi. So here it goes. You ready? This is what we're going to end right. I didn't tell you what Yaakov is. Amuna in what? Listen to this. I want to tell you.
Through the tough times.
I want to tell you what. Listen to me here, folks. We got Amuna already. We got Amuna Avram, Amuna Yitzchak, Avram is Amuna Hashem, Yitzchak is Amuna Chachamim.
Amuna in life.
Yaakov is Amuna in yourself.
Oh,
baby.
We're going to talk about this. Yaakov is Amuna. When you're going through tough times, you need to have Amuna in yourself, because a person can say, okay, Hashem forgot about me. Person is so tough now. It's like, okay, I'm nothing, I'm nobody. Person needs to have emuna, and that emuna is emuna in yourself. That's what we're going to talk about. Over here, Hashem shows him a vision. Okay, with this we're ending. Here goes. Hashem shows him a vision. It says he sees, Hine sulam mutzav arza, v'roi shay megi ha-shamayma, v'hine malach elokim oylem v'yordim boy. What does the malach elokim oylem v'yordim boy mean? There are angels going up and going down. Boy, what does boy mean?
The latter.
On the latter, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, it's not on the latter. It's on, who's him? Yaakov.
No!
Says Reb Chaim.
Like
it means Yaakov in a sees. You see these malachim? Guess what? You, malachim, are going up and down on Yaakov, which means Yaakov is so important that the malachim, where they go, depends on him. Because Baruch Hu was giving Yaakov Avinu a little bit of confidence. Malachi Elohim, oilim v'yordim, boy, on him. Believe in yourself and what you could do. That's Yaakov. We're going to talk about it next week, guys.
Good Shabbos.
Great. Good Shabbos, everyone.